The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
TC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein died overnight in apparent suicide in his New York City jail cell. The multimillionaire financier was being held without bail after being arrested last month and charged with sex trafficking. President Trump says he's received a three-page personal letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I think we'll have another meeting. He really wrote a beautiful three-page, I mean, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
And he said that Kim wrote that he was upset about the ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which North Korea sees as a threat. Meanwhile, South Korea says the North has fired what appear to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea in another likely protest of the ongoing U.S. and South Korea joint military exercises. Russia's defense ministry says two people died this week, four others wounded, when a rocket engine exploded during a test. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt reacts to a very tough weekend in America.
The big story are the two mass shootings. The one in El Paso, clearly a white supremacist. The one in Dayton, clearly a nutter, Satanist, left-wing bro. It was a weird, terrible, violent combination of all that is wrong with the country.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio, just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing, it's time to make talk radio great again. It's your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg. Coming up next, here's your Twin Cities forecast, brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. Showers likely throughout the day. We're going to reach a high of 73 tonight. More showers, chance of thunderstorms, and a low of 65.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280. The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, the name of my edition, the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, going on 16 years of bringing the truth to you here in the Twin Cities, the conservative minority within a liberal minority within a conservative majority in this part of the country. We are the like Caesar in the Battle of Alesia. You read your history, ask your parents, whatever it takes. That's what we are here. The blue hole in the, excuse me, the red hole in the middle of the blue donut on the large red table that is the upper Midwest. Proud to be doing it all these years. Brad Carlson, of course, the closer, heard every Sunday from 1 to 3. King Banyan every Saturday morning on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, doing the King Banyan radio show, the best show in America, ergo the world, perhaps the universe itself, when it comes to the subject of economics. Glad to have you here, all of you, today. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me, and I would like it if you did, because that's what we're here for. We're here to give you a voice. And by the way, if the you that wants to indulge in that voice happens to be left of center, or for that matter, a Trump supporter who disagrees with me, anyone who disagrees with me gets on the show first. You don't get that on other talk stations. You don't get that on Minnesota Public Radio. You certainly don't get that on MSNBC, CNN, or that other station in town here, which I'm told is still on the air here in the Twin Cities, the liberal talk station, the Prague Talker, that someone told me actually still exists. I find it hard to believe, but I guess it's true and it's out there. It was a rough week. No two ways about it. If you're a gun owner, a Second Amendment supporter, on the surface, it was a bad week, and of course, it's rendered worse by the sight of the gun grabber community smelling blood, or at least Michael Bloomberg money in the water, and going crazy, going absolutely ape wild, trying to exploit the deaths of all those people. Now, I don't think you'll be hearing about either of these killers for too terribly long. Now, the original story, we were discussing last week on the air, there were two mass shootings basically within 12 hours of each other. The first in El Paso, Texas, in a Walmart. Unlike most attempts at mass shootings in a Walmart, it worked. It worked terribly. There was quite a death toll, actually. And it was a terrible situation. Unlike two or three other Walmart situations involving would-be mass shooters who were either gunned down in their tracks or sent running. One in Colorado I'm aware of, I believe last year or the year before, where someone walked into a Walmart intending to murder a lot of people, killed three, and then turned and run when at least a dozen store customers pulled firearms and engaged. Which, by the way, is what normally happens in the case of mass shootings. We've talked about that countless times in this broadcast. We will no doubt talk about it countless times again as we go forward on this broadcast. But well, I'm going to talk a little bit about these two killers that happened this past week. There were the second one was outside a bar on the night shift in Dayton, Ohio. And the conventional wisdom that was passed around about both of these killers, well, it's interesting. First of all, a picture was circulated showing the last three mass murderers in this country, the one in Dayton, the one the day before him in El Paso, Texas, and the one a week or two before that in Gilroy, California, in which three young men in their looks to be mid-20s carried out three different mass murders. And the three of them look uncannily similar to each other. It was just downright spooky how much alike these three people looked. And when I say alike, I mean these guys look like slippery little eels of nerd boys. And I say that with all due respect to all my nerd friends and being something of a nerd myself. We're talking beyond nerd here. We're talking what if you were to have a visual stereotype of those who refer to themselves as the term that's come out lately as incels, involuntary celibates, people who have no chance of ever getting a date, if you catch my drift, and have sort of removed themselves from the dating pool. Well, in these three cases, removed themselves with extreme prejudice from the dating pool. Two dead, one in prison, and likely headed for a date with whatever death penalty Texas is using before terribly long here. I posited earlier in the week, after getting past my statutory, that is to say Berg's law statutory delay period before talking about the either mass shooting, because as Berg's 16th law points out, all information you get about emotionally charged events like mass shootings will be complete baked wind for the first 48 to 72 hours as the media is more concerned with getting a scoop than it is with getting the facts. And we saw that in the case of the El Paso shooting last week, in which early reports said it was three or more shooters dressed for combat carrying out what basically seemed to be an assault on the Walmart. Seemed a little bit of a stretch at the time, and it turned out to be exactly that. As usual, as is very frequently the case, it was a single shooter. We'll come back to him. But let's talk about the second shooter. And we should do it now because you won't be hearing much about him. You won't be hearing much about Connor Betts, the person who murdered nine in Dayton last week. because there are issues with his background, his biography. They're a little, shall we say, problematic for the dominant class in this country. Betts, well, it's hard to describe him other than being a pretty hapless-looking individual. I mean, you can't judge a book by its cover. But I'm going to judge a book by its cover. Let's go by from that noted conservative tool, BuzzFeed, and reporter Ellie Hall, a titan of journalism working for BuzzFeed. The man who killed 9 and injured 27 in a mass shooting in Dayton was the lead singer of a porno grind metal band, a genre defined by its explicit subject matter and themes of gore and violence, specifically sexual violence and necrophilia. BuzzFeed News has learned. By the way, BuzzFeed is to news what McDonald's is to haute cuisine. However, that's the name of the outlet. I'm not editorializing by the use of the name. I am editorializing about the name. I digress. The gunman, identified as 24-year-old Connor Betts, was a member of a band, and this is their name. I won't go into more detail. Menstrual Munchies, a three-person band that performed regularly in the Midwest death metal scene, recently appearing as one of the bands at the Summer Massacre 2 concert in Chicago merely a month ago. Porno grind is a subgenre of a fast and extreme kind of heavy metal called grindcore, which is known for its mostly dark satirical themes of sexual violence and gore delivered for shock value. The band's song titles I cannot say on even a regular commercial station, much less a Salem radio station. Musicians, to their dubious credit in this genre, posted messages online saying they were disgusted by Betts' actions. The band's Facebook page, which had about 1,700 likes, disappeared. The band's Bandcamp page was still up as of a few days ago, but I believe it's gone down. On Sunday night, the account of the quote of Mr. Betts, who described himself as a quote black metal anti-fascist, by the way, tweeted that Connor Betts was a member of the band, but the account later clarified no one in the band really knew him. In a follow-up tweet, band member running the account described Betts as, quote, another dime a dozen Ohio grindcore dude who caped progressive politics while treating women badly. I'm paraphrasing rather frantically here. Former classmate from Bellbrook High School told BuzzFeed News that in 2011 and 2012, Betts made a hit list that included mostly girls at the school. When teachers found out the list, the school went into lockdown and Betts was later suspended. He tended to play threats off as a joke. The classmate added no one seemed to take him that seriously. Let's go back up to the fellow from Neckbeard Death Camp. Quote, describing him one more time as another dime a dozen Ohio grind dude who caped progressive politics. I'm assuming that's the way the kids are. It's a term for babbling progressive politics while treating women in a manner that had opportunities for improvement. Again, I'm paraphrasing the original statement. Things I can't say even on commercial radio, much less on a Salem station. So I'm going to suggest from experience that Connor Betts' 15 minutes of fame is going to be hacked off at about 4.5 minutes because his outlook, despite his exceedingly antisocial way of expressing himself, killing 9, injuring 27, is fundamentally aligned with the left of center. In fact, you could call him an extremist on the left. Someone even just ever so slightly too far to the left to be part of, quote, anti, end quote, fa. That's Connor Betts, the murderer of 9 people in Dayton, Ohio. And by the way, he was as much damage as he did, 9 dead, 27 injured. The police were on the scene and returning gunfire very shortly. And it was, in fact, further evidence that the best way to deal with a mass shooter is to get gunfire on him as or her as soon as possible, because he never got into the bar. He started shooting outside the bar. The carnage was, in fact, outdoors. Had he gotten into the bar unscathed, God only knows what would have happened. Now, as to the El Paso killer, well, we're going to keep hearing about him for quite some time here because of at least his surface ideology. But there's more to it than that. Oh, yes, there is. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
The sound of the crisis at our border. That's the sound of special interest groups profiting from our nation's vulnerability. Want to know what the solution to our immigration issue sounds like? Then plan to join us for An Evening with Michelle Malkin, September 24th at the Ames Center in Burnsville. Be a part of the conversation that's shaping the future of U.S. security and defending the integrity of our law. Visit am1280thepatriot.com to reserve your seats. Tickets start as low as $1,280. Plus, there are elite VIP upgrades available that include front row seating, meet and greet passes, and a copy of Michelle's new book, Open Borders, Inc. We've invited our good friend Ed Morrissey from hotair.com to guide the conversation.
What does freedom of speech sound like?
An Evening with Michelle Malkin at the Ames Center in Burnsville on September 24th. See you there.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Free meals provided with order. Texting privacy rules and TNCs at www.textrules.us.
Martha Stewart wants to give you three free meals for your own in-home taste test. That's right. Martha's meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon, is giving away three full-size meals. To be part of Martha's free at-home taste test, text QUICK to 246810. Forget about awful frozen food and unhealthy fast food. Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free. Just text QUICK to 246810. That's QUICK to 246810.
Yes. Yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
You'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
If you have cracked teeth, missing teeth, or old, wobbly dentures, you've probably thought about getting dental implants. But when you checked around, you discovered that many places charge a lot of money. $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a tooth. Well, it's time for you to check out ImplantMiracle.com, the local dental office where top-quality, long-lasting dental implants cost as low as $2,499 a tooth, including the implant abutment and crown, plus your consultation with the dentist is free. Standard x-rays are free, and we offer very convenient financing. Why do we call it Implant Miracle? Because with implants as low as $24.99 and other places charging so much more, some people say that being able to get affordable dental implants is a miracle. For more information on how you can save money on dental implants and get a beautiful new smile that you can actually afford, see our website, implantmiracle.com. That's implantmiracle.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call, or you can join me on Twitter at hashtag NarnShow, that's N-A-R-N Show. Anyway, you want to get a hold of me, there I am. Hey, don't forget, AM 1280, The Patriot presents something I couldn't talk about last week, but I can today. An Evening with Michelle Malkin, Tuesday, September 24th at the Ames Center in Burnsville. Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com will guide the conversation about the border crisis, the chaos on the left, and how it could affect the upcoming elections. Tickets start at just $1,280. There are plenty of VIP upgrades available that include front row seating, meet and greet passes, and a copy of Michelle Malkin's soon-to-be-released book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? Be one of the few who gets to meet Michelle Malkin in person, September 24th. Tickets and details at am1280thepatriot.com. You want to do this. I have met Michelle Malkin. I have actually sat next to her at a table. She is amazing. We do a lot of people here at the station who give an amazing presentation, who do an amazing show, who make you think in ways nobody else in the media can. I mean, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, all of them. Michelle Malkin, right up there. Check it out. Go to am1280thepatriot.com. Get your tickets for an evening with Michelle Malkin. Yes, I will be there, one way or the other. The number to call should you care to join me. By the way, we'll be talking with Brian Strasser of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus right after the top of the hour here about the challenge this past week's atrocities, horrors have left gun owners, Second Amendment human rights activists in coming months here. I think there's obviously bad news in that there was a mass shooting. I think that there is some news that is less bad in there if you talk about the way the American people at large, outside the media, outside the blue cesspools of the major coastal and Midwestern progressive markets, I think there is some room for hope out there. We've talked about it in the past. We'll be talking about it with Brian Strasser of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus after the top of the hour. By the way, if you've got questions or comments, 651-289-4488, or you can also join us on Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's NARN Show. Love to have you here, whatever it takes. So we talked about Dylan Betts. Connor Betts. Hard to tell them all apart these days. And we talked about the reasons why he will be disappearing from public view before terribly long here. He identifies with the politics of the far left. And I'm not, by the way, unlike a lot of people on the left, I'm not going to impose this person on the entire American left. There are plenty of people on the American left who are doing that for me, by the way. We'll come to that in just a moment here. But Patrick Crucius is the fellow's name, the person who carried out the unspeakable atrocity in El Paso this past, basically just before airtime last week. And from the Crime Prevention Research Center, a little bit of research that you won't hear in the mainstream media about Patrick Crucius. The Killer's Manifesto, his long manifesto, made a couple things clear. He is a racist who identifies with the Christchurch shooter in New Zealand. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, the New Zealand killer was a socialist and environmentalist. By the way, this is further evidence of something that really needs no further proof, that mass shootings are heavily copycat in nature, and that law enforcement efforts to not publicize the names and manifestos of these people are a good idea, and something, of course, that the mainstream media is doing its best to sabotage in their urge to get to publicize all the details about these masters, as is their right under the First Amendment. But on the other hand, there is ample, I won't even say evidence, there is ample proof, I would say ample confirmation from other mass murderers, spree killers themselves, that they acted as copycats. I mean, the number of school shooters and public perpetrators of public massacres in the past 2 years that have publicly admitted their admiration for previous spree killers is astoundingly high. The correlation between people who a high number of these spree killers have referenced in their manifestos or in their interrogations previous spree killers. So the fact that these people are copycats is not even up to rational debate, although I urge you to try. But Crucius is a racist who identifies with the person who murdered scores of Muslims in Christchurch, New Zealand, before being, by the way, repelled by a good Muslim with a shotgun. The New Zealand killer was a socialist and environmentalist. The El Paso killer is also an environmentalist. His environmentalism, according to the Crime Prevention Research Center, is also the basis for his racism and anti-immigrant views. Quote, "Our lifestyle is destroying the environment of our country. The decimation of the environment is creating a massive burden for future generations. Corporations are heading the destruction of our environment by shamelessly over-harvesting resources." Gosh, does that sound like a Trump supporter to you? "This has been a problem for decades. Urban sprawl creates inefficient cities, which unnecessarily destroys millions of acres of land. Corporations that also like immigration because more people means a bigger market for their products. So the next logical step is to decrease the number of people in America using resources. If we can get rid of enough people, then our way of life can become more sustainable." It sounds like one of the left's voluntary extinction whack jobs. The people who believe that we should extinct ourselves from the planet for the planet's good. Does this sound like a Republican, a conservative, a Trump supporter to you? The El Paso Walmart killer hates companies and technological change, such as automation. Recently, the Senate under a he quoted, as is quoting Patrick Crucius from his manifesto, quote, "Recently, the Senate under a Republican administration has greatly increased the number of foreign workers that will take American jobs. Remember that both Democrats and Republicans support immigration and work visas." So there's plenty of ire to go around. Quoting the Crime Prevention Research Center again. Point the fifth, President Trump wants to let more people immigrate to the U.S., but he wants more people coming based on merit. Obviously, that isn't something that this killer would agree with, nor is Trump an environmentalist. And he's a businessman. As the killer says, quote, "Some people will blame the president or certain presidential candidates for the attack. This is not the case. I know the media will probably call me a white supremacist anyway and blame Trump's rhetoric. The media is infamous for fake news anyway." That he anticipated he was going to die. By the way, he anticipated he was going to die. This is the sixth point. He, quote, "My death is likely inevitable. Capture in this case, if far worse than dying during the shooting." The killer picked a target that he thought would be an easy target. By the way, also in common with all spree killers. Quote, "Remember, it is not cowardly to pick low-hanging fruit, a.k.a. don't attack heavily guarded areas to fill your super soldier fantasy, Call of Duty fantasy, I believe it was the abbreviation he used. Attack low-security targets, even though you might outgun a security guard or policeman. They likely beat you in armor, training, and numbers. Do not throw away your life on an unnecessarily dangerous target. If a target seems too hot, live to fight another day." Now, he picked a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, stereotypically gun-friendly area, although El Paso very likely not nearly as much as, say, Plano or Houston or other areas. I have to look up the stats, but I'm thinking probably the stereotype is less true in El Paso some of the other parts of Texas. But what you do find, however, is something you find in common with almost every other spree killer. They pick the easy target. They pick the target where they don't think anyone's going to fight back. And in El Paso, he was right. Perhaps counterintuitively, given the number of spree killings that have ended in Walmart nationwide, including one last year in Colorado with three dead, but much worse prevented by perhaps a dozen good guys with guns who responded immediately. The killer, by the way, obviously did a lot of planning, despite his claim to the contrary. From the target to the gun and ammunition he used, he tried to figure out the best way to kill as many people as possible. Now, there are those in the immediate aftermath of this atrocity who tried to saddle President Trump, conservatives, Republicans, and border security advocates with this crime. As always, I'll say, let's walk that back a little bit. As
almost always is the case. It's an extreme and self-serving oversimplification based on the evidence available. By the way, I will try and post a link to this article about the El Paso Walmart killer's manifesto and what it tells us about his real motives. By the way, there are questions about the chain of evidence of this manifesto. Apparently, it was posted on Facebook after being taken by someone not Patrick Crucius from Instagram. I don't know. It gets very confusing at this point. There is a rational question as to whether it was even him. We don't know. 651-289-4488. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and I'd like to remind you to spend your money wisely and use our loyal marketing partners here at this great station. Many of our clients are local businesses who live, work, and play right here in the Twin Cities, and their success in business is our success. For a list of our loyal marketing partners, go to am1280thepatriot.com or call us at 651-405-8800. We thank you for listening and supporting our partners.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, tired and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try a free bottle of Ageless Male Max, a Walmart bestseller with an ingredient shown to increase testosterone. Yes, it's now that easy. And when added to workouts, this ingredient has shown more gains in muscle and twice the reduction in body fat percentage. Plus, you get an added ingredient with a long history of being used for libido. Try Ageless Male Max free. Just text the word PUSH to 606060. If you're ready to support more energy, more strength, and more confidence, text PUSH to 606060. That's PUSH to 606060.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue. To do you right, we take time for a barbecue flavor that will blow your mind. Get that Rack Shack attack, oh, Rack Shack barbecue. Made fresh daily, catered to you. Homemade sauces, secret rubs too. It's America's food and the right thing to do. Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. You can also reach me at hashtag Narn Show on Twitter. That's N-A-R-N Show on Twitter. Any way you want to get on the air, that's how we'll get you on the air. It's what we do. By the way, don't forget the Patriot Book of the Month for August, Tipping Point, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards by Liz Wheeler. You can find out more and get your priority copies by going to the Freedom Fan Club, brought to you by Lucky's Stations on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore.
.com. Do it.
Same as my daddy.
By the way, the internal war for our country is at a crucial point as the left finds faith in patriotism distasteful.
and the Constitution an antique. You'll hear him say it in as many words. One America News Network's Liz Wheeler has the solutions and the debate points to smack down the left's push to radically transform our great nation. Register to win a signed copy at the Freedom Fan Club page, am1280thepatriot.com. Don't forget, it's the Freedom Fan Club. Join at am1280thepatriot.com. Brought to you by Lucky's Stations, the gas stations you should be going to for your gas, your goodies, and a little dose of everything that's great about America. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Talking about the mass shooting episodes this past week, Patrick Crucius and the other fella whose name will be disappearing shortly, Connor Betts. At least on the surface, it's been described even by Hugh Hewitt, our weekday morning guy from Washington, D.C., a longtime friend of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. In fact, the person who really put the Northern Alliance Radio Network literally on the air 16 years ago. He said they they represent all that is bad about both extremes of America. And while I will resist the temptation to say Connor Betts represents the left, and oops, look at this technicality, Patrick Crucius, in fact, represents some of the worst of part of the left, I'm going to resist that because they're both motivated fundamentally by, on a surface level, human frailty, let's call it mental illness of a profound sort. And beyond that, evil. I mean, evil exists. People like this are proof of that just as much as the SS in World War II were proof of it. Some things go just beyond human frailty and human depravity. This is evil at work here, ladies and gentlemen, and neither party has a monopoly on evil, although some of the news this past week might make you wonder if someone isn't at least looking for a controlling interest in the stock for evil. What am I talking about? We'll get back to that in a moment here, but let's go to the phones. Hopkins, Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You're on the air.
Hello, Mitch.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Well, sir.
You are on the air.
I'm breaking the law. I don't have my hands-free device yet, so I'm kind of stealth out driving around here, looking around.
You fought the law. Will the law win? We'll find out. Be careful out there, fellow resistance member.
Yeah, exactly. I'm leaning back into my chair as I'm driving down the road. But, you know, that best guy, I mean, that other guy in Texas, I think there's more to do with the left there, only because we believe in the rule of law. And we believe that people should be punished and executed for murdering people as conservatives.
Yeah. By the way, people deserve to be should be treated. I mean, conservatism eschews the notion of group guilt, of group culpability, that groups and classes of people aren't guilty for what other people in their class of people do, unless they physically are involved in doing it themselves. But I mean, that goes back to the Sharon Declaration of 1960, which is among the founding principles of modern American conservatism. Group guilt is anathema to conservatives and conservatism. And this person certainly doesn't practice that. So we'll take that back. Go right ahead.
I have a quick point. Sorry. You know, I think, not to change the subject too dramatically, It's a tragedy that all of America doesn't hear the minds of Dennis Prager, yourself, but Dennis Prager and Michelle Malkin and Mark Levin. I'm surprised that Salem doesn't make some sort of an aggressive attempt to shame these presidential candidates into a moderated debate by conservatives. And saying, well, see how good you are. Are you afraid? You know, in other words, taunt them, start politely in love, and then move towards shaming and taunting to get these leftists to have to make a decision, even if it means as conservatives we rally and we give it to the charity of their choosing. And then if they still will not debate with conservative moderators, the continuous shaming should go on.
If debates were, in fact,
too polite.
if in fact debates were a journalistic exercise and an exercise being carried out to inform the public, Dan, you would have an excellent point and you might actually have a shot at making it happen. However, these debates are essentially PR efforts by the respective parties to showcase their candidates. They are not out there primarily, fundamentally, foremost as a means of inquiry into the candidates. I mean, there's a certain amount of that happens, and certainly there's an interest on the part of the participants in winnowing down the competition before we get to caucuses and primaries next year. And that's certainly starting to happen with the Democratic field. By the way, some fascinating, hilarious stories about that came out this past week, as the Democratic National Committee went through some of the rules that they went through in picking the from among the mob of Democrat candidates for the debates. At any rate, these are not fundamentally journalistic or inquiry based proceedings. These debates, they are in part entertainment, and by the way, being presented as entertainment by the networks and the media in a way I've never seen before. I mean, they're narrating them almost like it's NFL Sunday on Fox. I mean, the last round of debates that had, I mean, I could have swore I was watching the Vikings Packers game with Dick, from the Twin Cities, the voiceover guy who was the voice of Fox News from Fox Sports for many years. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. I thought we were watching a pay-per-view boxing match, for crying out loud. At any rate, these things are not there primarily as journalistic or even political events. They are they're political to the extent that the national committees of both parties are really the drivers putting these things on. And so is it possible to shame the Democratic National Committee into having conservatives sitting in on their debates? Of course not. They won't do it. It's not in their interest to see it happen. Now, it's in apparently the Republican National Committee's interest to have a majority of their debate panels be media members. I mean, the likes of Jake Tapper emceeing these events in 2016 should tell you that the Republican National Committee clearly sees some need in having the, quote, mainstream, end quote, media involved. But on the other hand, you did see Hugh Hewitt up on the stage a couple times during the 2016 Republican debates. I don't think he's ever going to get asked to do the Democratic debates because it's not in the interest of the Democratic National Committee to have someone come in and beat them down too badly. And because these debates come not to bury Democratic ideology, but to praise it, to paraphrase a little bit of Shakespeare here. 651, thanks for your call, Dan, as always, by the way. 651-289-4488. You can also join me at hashtag NARN show, NARN show. Yet again, Jeffrey Epstein proving that the most dangerous thing in the world is not to be an explosive ordnance disposal expert, not even to be a moderate Muslim in Pakistan, but in fact to have information about Hillary Clinton. Parts of this country want to change that. And by the way, we talked about the both of the spree killers, actually the last three spree killers, the spree killer in Dayton, Ohio this past week, whose ideology was quite clearly hard left. I mean, out there to the point where he could easily fit into the Minneapolis City Council. And the one in Gilroy, California, who was a bit to the left of center, certainly could be described as being part of the cultural left. And without wanting to put too broad a point on it, I mean, the killer in El Paso, who was certainly motivated front and center by desire to kill, and I quote, kill Mexicans, end quote, had a sort of a dog's breakfast of other beliefs from all over the political spectrum, ergo no real political spectrum to it. There are a lot of people out there asking, how can this happen? Why does this happen? Why do people just to haul off and start killing other people and to stage their big exit from this life in a blaze of ugly, stupid glory? There's a lot of theories out there as to why and how that happens. People have blamed over the years, because spree killing is not a new phenomenon in this country, by no means. And using guns is even less a new phenomenon in this country. The people have tried to blame a lot of different stimuli for these episodes. 30 years ago, people were blaming metal and rap music. 20 years ago, they were blaming video games. Pick whatever you want to blame on them now. The fact is, all of these episodes are frighteningly complex, and it'll keep generations of psychiatrists busy. But we have one theory to throw out there. It's fair game as anything else. We'll talk about it when we come back. 651-289-4488, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com.
I'm Jan Mark Hill, helping you understand the times.
They have removed God. The majority party in the House of Representatives has deleted God from as many official congressional proceedings as possible, including swearing in witnesses.
The left is determined to create one nation that is godless. They don't even want people sworn in by an oath in the name of God. They don't like the phrase one nation under God. Would they prefer one nation under Satan? Leftists want government to be God, and they cannot comprehend that the God they deny has blessed America and made it a shining city on a hill. Now they want to extinguish that light and make it a dark and foreboding place, similar to any godless banana republic. May God have mercy on America, for millions still serve him and honor him in this great nation. For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
That's the sound of the crisis at our border. That's the sound of special interest groups profiting from our nation's vulnerability. Want to know what the solution to our immigration issue sounds like? Then plan to join us for An Evening with Michelle Malkin, September 24th at the Ames Center in Burnsville. Be a part of the conversation that's shaping the future of U.S. security and defending the integrity of our law. Visit am1280thepatriot.com to reserve your seats. Tickets start as low as $1,280. Plus, there are elite VIP upgrades available that include front row seating, meet and greet passes, and a copy of Michelle's new book, Open Borders, Inc. We've invited our good friend Ed Morrissey from hotair.com to guide the conversation.
What does freedom of speech sound like?
An Evening with Michelle Malkin at the Ames Center in Burnsville on September 24th. See you there.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. New school year coming up. Now's the time to explore better, brighter options for your child. See all of your partner schools at TwinCitiesTuitions.com. You can save up half off your first year tuition at a good Christian school. Within the last 7 years, we've helped over 130 families save tons of money and find a good Christian education for their kids. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. See how you can get involved. Save a ton of money on your kid's first year of a good Christian education, as we're seeing out there these days. This is absolutely essential for your kids these days. If I could do it again, let me tell you. It'll be a fine, fine day when you get that tuition squared away. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Now, over the years, people have blamed a lot of different things for mass murder, for spree killing, for violence in general. I mean, in the late 1980s, 30 years ago, Tipper Gore earned herself a little bit of brief, transient pop culture infamy for blaming rap music, for especially rap music with explicit lyrics, for a wide range of societal ills, and briefly got a little bit of fame for pushing the labeling of records that had explicit lyrics, which is a marketing bonanza for an awful lot of gangster rap, quite frankly. Having that explicit lyrics label was worth thousands of extra records sold for an awful lot of groups back in the day. Before that, when there was a rash of mass shootings in post offices, usually by postal employees. Enough of them fast enough where the phrase going postal quickly became more than just a brisk metaphor for going a little bit crazy. In fact, it meant going a little bit crazy a lot and killing people, including, I think the worst was like 15 dead in a post office, I believe. But there were quite a few such episodes with death tolls ranging from one to, I want to say, in the mid-teens. This is over 30 years ago. People blamed the drudgery of working for the U.S. Postal Service. I'll leave that to my postal employee friends out there. You haven't heard a lot of massacres in postal service facilities lately. But there have been other things that have been blamed ever since then. Around the time of Columbine, people blamed youth counterculture, video games. Been a lot of things that have been blamed. Violent movies, violent TV was blamed for an awful lot of general teenage violence back in the 60s and 70s. Violent movies. There's a lot of things that people blame because there is a natural human desire to find simple explanations for things that scare the bejeebers out of them. And what is scarier out there for a lot of people these days than somebody out there trying to kill lots and lots of people that are penned into a space and can't escape, especially if they're kids? Almost nothing gets people's hackles up and raises fear and terror and anger like that. And people want an answer. And the answers are never that complex. Or excuse me, the problems are always complex, and the answers are never simple. Not simple enough to say, let's watch the video games. Not simple enough where labeling records or CDs or, I guess, downloads these days is going to do anything about it. Not simple enough where red flag laws by themselves are going to do any particular, make a particular dent in the problem. Much less universal background checks. I mean, one of the checks is not, you plan on mowing down a lot of people with your firearm? Least of all gun bans, by the way. They're not going to do a bit of good on this subject either. I mean, France has a spree killing rate not a whole lot different than that of the United States in the great scheme of things. And the killers there, when they can't get a hold of military-grade Soviet era firearms in a country where civilian firearms ownership has been almost completely illegal for over 70 years. If you can't keep fully automatic Soviet era firearms out of the hands of spree killers in France, how are you going to do it here? Little hint for you, you're not. It's not going to happen. So I'm not going to oversimplify. I'm not going to oversimplify too much, at least, but I'm going to throw something out there. There is a wide swath of opinion on the left. Not opinion, really. It's a wide swath of
popular entertainment on the left that should concern people. I mean, for all of the left yapping about what an awful thing civilians with guns are, there was a brief spate of popular entertainment years ago that that lionized the right people with guns going out and carrying out ghastly violations of the rule of law. But for all the right progressive reasons, there was about 10 years ago, there's a movie, 8, 10 years ago, movie by Kevin Bacon. I can't remember the name. Basically, almost like a Kevin Bacon version of Death Wish. Even worse was a movie called The Brave One, starring, what's her name? The woman from Contact. What was her? From Silence of the Lambs.
Jodie Foster.
Thank you very much, Terminator N. Jodie Foster. I don't know how they blocked on that name there. There's a movie. I remember the name of the movie, though, The Brave One, in which she played an NPR host whose family was murdered and who went off on a Charles Bronson death wish-like killing spree against those to hunt down and kill those who killed her family. The sort of thing that, if it were a conservative, would be laughed out of any theater, but it was an NPR host being played by Jodie Foster, hence being hailed as a strong, decisive female character with problematic problem-solving skills, apparently. Well, NBC Universal wants to three up that. They have a movie coming out on September 27th entitled The Hunt. The Hunt is a new film from NBC Universal. Produced by the people behind the Purge franchise. The Hunt basically features a group of blue city progressive elites hunting, quote, deplorables. It's being billed as a satirical take on wealthy thrill seekers taking a private jet to a five-star resort where they embark on a, quote, deeply rewarding expedition that involves hunting down and killing designated humans who happen to be small-town red state deplorables. Now, I'm not going to watch it. I don't think many people will because, frankly, the press on this thing has been so brutal. On the other hand, it does happen to feature at least one of the candidates, who is one of the women from the TV show, or the Netflix series Glow, actually fighting back. I'm not all that hopeful about it here, folks, but if there's something about suggestion that causes people to freak out and do stupid, horrible, evil things, this would strike me as one of them. Brian Strasser, when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
One size fits all. It's the biggest lie in the world. Not true for clothes, not true for closets. But most so-called custom closet companies actually use prefab sizes. They just sort of fit all spaces. Closet and Storage Concepts custom builds your design in their shop, so it fits like a tailored suit. You can choose from a huge selection of materials and finishes to reflect your personal style. And because they custom build, they can also outfit your garage, mudroom, craft space, or any other space. Visit closetandstorageconcepts.com.
Grab a cup of coffee and help Gallagher's Army at Lucky Station. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You know Gallagher's Army provides financial assistance to the families of fallen officers when they need it most, as soon as a tragedy occurs. When you buy a cup of coffee at any Lucky's Station convenience store, they're going to make a donation to Gallagher's Army, the Fallen Officer Fund. There's a Lucky's Station store in every corner of the metro. Find them online at luckystations.com. That's Lucky's with an S, stations with an S.com. Cups for cops from Lucky's Stations.
AM 1280, The Patriot is...
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.